Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nida Daf Nun Amud Aleph at the Mishnah towards the bottom, continuing with the series of Mishnayot that list encompassing and inclusive groups in which one group is always going to be included in a larger group. We're now at Mishnah Vav. Kol shechayav bepeah chayav b'masrot. So, if something is obligated in the mitzvah of peah of leaving a corner when harvesting, then certainly it's chayav and masrot. But there are things that are chayav and masrot and not in peah, and we'll see that immediately. Right? Let me latuye mai. What's being included here? Latuye teina v'yerek, figs and vegetables. She no chayav peah. They're not chayav and peah. None. We have a mishnah at the beginning of peah. Here's the rule of peah. Kol shu ochel, anything that's food, nishmar, and is guarded. Gidlo min ha'aretz, grows from the ground. The ketato ke'achad is all harvested at one season. And one time, achisel ha'kiyum, and it's preserved, chayav peah. Now, ochel is the mutei sfichei stis v'kotzeh. That's to exclude bushes that are used for dyeing. Nishmar, guarded, the mutei hefker, as opposed to hefker. Gidlo min ha'aretz, mutei k'meim pitriot, as opposed to mushrooms, that grow, as fungus, not from the ground, it's harvested at one time, because figs have several seasons. And things you preserve, the ute yarak, as opposed to vegetables that aren't preserved. But in maaser, we have a mishnah that sounds similar at the beginning of maaserot. It has only three of them, chayav maaserot. Those other two criteria are not mentioned, and therefore, figs and vegetables are chayav in masrot. Now, imayubahem shmuyim b'tzalim, parenthetically, if we have a vegetable garden that also has some bulbs, whether onions or garlic, and mixed among them, then chayavin, the whole thing is chayav peyad, non, we have mishnah in peyam, malbenot ha-b'tzalim, shebein hayarak, so they would have a vegetable garden, and then they have little beds of onions in the middle. We have the machloket about whether you have to take peah from each little bed separately or from the whole thing together, but the point is that it does obligate the vegetables. Let's say you planted it originally to feed to animals. And then you changed your mind to make it human food. After you harvest it, you have to again rethink or state this is for humans in order for it to be chayav in ma'asrot and perhaps also in order for it to be makabal tumas tumat ochlin. Let's see. Kesavar, what's his reasoning? Intent with about something while it's still connected to its original place does not count as machshava. So Amaravaf, Ananami Tanina, bring support for Biochran. You gimel dvaim namru benivlat of tahor. In Masachet Taharot, we have the Mishnah. There's 13 things said about a nivlat of tahor. Remember, like a bird, a kosher bird, that died without benefit of shechita. V'zechad, man, one of them is, tzvicha machshava v'yana tzvicha hechsher. It needs intent, meaning, for it to be mekabel tuma, as tumat ochlin, it has to have, you have to have intent that it's going to be human food. But it doesn't need hechsher, meaning it can become tameh without any water going on it. Alma, what does that tell us? Machshavat chayim lo shma machshavat. That your thought about it while it's alive doesn't count. So achanam machshavat chibur lo shma machshavat. Same thing with things growing in the ground. Intent while they're in the ground doesn't help. Rabbi Zeir Amar, he says, no, not necessarily. Hacha begozal shenafal min haruma skinan. Here we're talking about a bird that fell out of the sky. It's an avela, but it wasn't around before. Mohavi kaman de lichshav alei. It wasn't around for you to have intent to say, I'm going to eat it, not eat it. So the story that we're going to hear very soon about a hen in the area of Yavneh, which seems to go against this because in that case, they said it was Makabal Tuma, even though they had had intent while it was alive. How would you explain that? It was a wild chicken. And therefore, again, it was something that only fell in their lap. So they laughed at him. Tarnigol brauf tamehu. That's a non-kosher bird. Yof tamikam atame. And a non-kosher bird doesn't have tumat ochli. Amadu Abaye. Abaye says, Gavar Abma Amar Milta lo tachichuale. There was a big man. He said, so he gave an explanation. Don't laugh so quickly. Don't be so dismissive. But tarnigol shemar da. It means it was a domestic chicken that ran away. My bara. Why is it called bara? Why do you call it a wild one? Dibroi mimar. It ran away from its master. Here, a papa mar, tanigolta da agma. the hen that hangs out in the lake, havai, and that's a kosher bird. Papa tamei damar papa tani golda agma asur. The rooster of the lake, that's a bird that's asur. Tani golda agma sharia. But the hen is mutar. V'simanecha, wait, remember it is amoni v'lo amonit. The prohibition against an amoni marrying hen only applies to the men. Okay, it's the same thing. This particular species, only the men is us. My men are us. Darsh Mremer. Mremer, on the other hand, said, Tarnigolta da'agma asira. The hen is also asir. Chazir abarim da'darsh of achla, because the students saw, they're watching it, and they saw that it ate by grabbing food with its feet. Finu geruta, that's the famous geruta, that's a particular kind of bird, that may be one of the birds that's mentioned in Re'eh, and see the sugi and chulin about that. Tarnabanan. Gozal shana fall agat. Let's say you had a bird just fell dead into a wine press. And you decided you were going to pull it out to give it to a kuti. Tamei, because it's still human food. Lekelev, you're going to feed it to a dog, tahor, because that's not called human food. Chabanuri, af lekelev tamei. You said even for a dog it's tamei. Let's see. Think about this. This bird, if you were to eat it, it's metame you inside your stomach for your begadim, and that's a more serious tuma, and you don't need to have intent about that. So you certainly shouldn't need intent for it to have tumah kala, which is tumah tochlin. Think about this. Tumah chamura never needs machshava. In other words, when something has inherent tumah in it, it has it. So a nivlat of tahor is tamei. When you eat it, it's metame your begadim. Tumah betumah kala, but with tumah tochlin, shkene red lachach, always needs a machshava. So therefore, you can't prove it from there. Amarlan, so he said, Tarnigolt should be Yavna Tochiach. Here's the story about the chicken that was in Yavna. She read it Lachach, that normally it needs Machshava, but Tim Uam, Shalom Machshava. And they said, nonetheless, it was Tameh without Machshava. Well, Mashem Raya, Kutim Ayusham. There were Kutim in Yavna, Vachashu Allah, Lachila. They intended to eat it. So there was Machshava. Now, Vamaya Skinan, what was the story about this Nivlat of Tahor? Even Abikrachim, if we're talking about a city, Lama la machshava? You don't need machshava. No, we have a Mishnah. Nivat behemat tahora b'chom makom. A regular animal's nevela. Anywhere. V'nivlat of tahor v'chelev v'krachim. Or, let's say, a chicken. Or another of tahor that died without shechita. Or chelev. In the cities, ain't zuchim the machshava l'ochsher. Does not mean grab machshava. Why? Because people eat that kind of stuff in the cities. They don't have ready access to so much meat. And they're willing to eat this sort of thing, and therefore it's always, the default is that it's human food. Alabik Farim must be in the villages. Umikal mandamad lo bay machshava, but there everybody agrees you need machshava, denan. Nivlat behemat tmeya b'chol makom, meaning a pig or a donkey that dropped dead. Nivlat of tahor bakfarim, out in the villages, tshicha machshava, without intent. It's nobody's going to eat that kind of stuff. They have enough good chicken to eat. Ve'en tshicha achsher, they have enough good meat to eat. Ve'en tshicha achsher. This case must have been in a city. That the fact that it fell into the gat made it disgusting, and made it sort of like a kfar where nobody would eat it without machshava. Let's go back to this. What does that mean? This is what I brought and said to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Lo imamarta, Betumah chamura, meaning tumat begadim beit avliya, shekein eina usaka yotzeba. That's what it means. It means it can't make the next thing as tame as it is. Tumah betumah kala, when it comes to tumat ochlin, shosaka yotzeba, it transfers that very light tumah to the next step. So amalei abaya, kol dechenu, that works the opposite way. Uma tumah chamura dekila, it's more lenient in that it can't generate parallel or equal level tumah. So tuma kala, which is more chamur, because it can osakayotzeba, it can generate the same level of tuma out. Certainly it's matama shalom machshava. This is what it meant. It never needs achsher. If a nevela itself doesn't need achsher to be a nevela, a source of tuma doesn't need. Food, the get tamei needs hechsher. Oh, mitzvicha hechsher. Since when does an nevela need hechsher? Since when does, tumakal need hechsher? Anan shloshat varim nemru b'nivlat of tahor. Three things about nivlat of tahor. צריכה מחשבה, אין הטעם אלא בית הבריא, it's all the time inside your stomach, ואין צריכה הכשר, doesn't need הכשר. The answer is, you're right, נהיד הכשר שרץ לא בעיה, it doesn't need הכשר to get tummy from a שרץ, הכשר מים בעיה, but it doesn't have to get wet. So מה יש להכשר שרץ לא בעיה, why do you say it doesn't need הכשר שרץ, כי נתן רבי שואל, הכשר מים נמי לא ציבוי, כי נתן רבי שואל, it should follow the same thing with נתן רבי שואל. נתן רבי שואל, here we go, I'll call zero zero, I'll show you zero, if water falls on any plant, Mazraim Shain Sofan the Tame Tuma Hamura, just like plants can never be Matame a serious tuma. Swichinakshair. Of course Shain Sofan the Tame Tuma Hamura, so therefore anything that will never could never lead to Tuma Hamura, Swichinakshair. Yastani Vat Oftahor Sofal Tame Tuma Hamura, as opposed to Oftahor, which if you eat it, it's Matame Tuma Hamura. Shain Sarichakshair. So that's not true. Ella Amarabi Temura Papa, Shum Tuma Hamura Bolam, what it meant was Tuma Chamura in general, and Shum Tuma Kala Bolam, and Tuma Kala in general. Not this particular case. Now, Amar Rav, what Rabbi Yochanan, it comes back full circle. Rabbi Yochanan started out by saying that Machshevet Chibur does not count, when it comes to, changing the intent for what foods are the Yondiv, in order for them to now become Ochal, Adam. But model inyan maaser de machshavat chibur shma machshava. Meaning, if you planted something for animals and later changed your mind while it's in the ground to human food, it's chayav and maaser. Amarav menami nala. Where do you get that from? Nitnan asiyava haizova kornicha v'chatzer. These are certain kinds of bushes. Imayu nishmarin. This has to do now with masrot. If they're the sort of thing that was guarded, then chayavin. Then they're chayav in maasrot. Then, hechidami, what's the case? If we're talking about a case where you originally planted it for human food, tzvichel emeimar, do we have to tell me that it's a mekabel tuma? That it's in the chayav masrot? You must have originally planted for behemah. And then if you start guarding it, they're chayav, which means you changed your mind after they're planted, and you started guarding it for human use. That's not the case. This is a case of a chatzer where they grew on their own, wild. The default is there for people. And then, therefore they said, if this chatzer can keep people out and guard what's in there, chayavin, vimlav turin. But it does your mind while they're in the ground, and therefore the machshavat chibur would count for maasrot. Meitav Rav Ashi, kol shechayavin b'maasrot mitamin tumat ochlin. So he challenges that whole last piece based on sort of a daisy chain of ideas. First of all, we said in our Mishnah, anything that's chayavin maasrot is mitamin tumat ochlin. We had that in the previous Mishnah. Vim ita ha'ikahani, chayavin maasrot mitamin tumat ochlin. Then you would have this food that's chayav and maaser, because you said changing your mind from maaser would be good, but not tumat ochlin like the andiv. So Rav Achi Kamar, Rav said, no, that's not what it means. Kol min shechayav and maaser. We're not talking about particular cases. We're talking about types. Any type of food that's chayav and maaser, matame tumat ochlin. Right? But not that there couldn't be a particular case where something's patur from, chayav and maaser and not matame tumat ochlin. That you could have. Hachinami mistabra. Iniktani Seifa, because at the end it says, Kol Shachayav Reishit HaGeiz Chayav Matanot. The next Mishnah that we're going to see, anything that's Chayav Reishit HaGeiz, where you have to give the first shearings, is Chayav Matanot, to give parts of the animal to the Kohen. We dealt with the Chulin. V'yeshachayav Matanot and Chayav Reishit HaGeiz, but the group of Matanot is larger than the group of Reishit HaGeiz. Reishit HaGeiz doesn't apply, only the sheep that you're shearing. V'yimita Ika Treifa, but on the other end you have a Treifa, the Chayav Reishit HaGeiz, v'yena Chayav Matanot. In one particular case, you could have something that's chayav reishit hageiz, like the sheep that's a treifa, but not matarot. So Amar Ravina, Ravina sidesteps that by saying, Hamani Rabbi Shimon, he could follow Shimon, and not Shimon potato treifa reishit hageiz. He says, if it's a treifa, you also don't give reishit hageiz, which means, again, every case of reishit hageiz will be a case where matarot apply also. Shimon Rashi, Toshma, Mafkir at Karmo, famous case, if a person's Mafkir is vineyard, Vishkiva Bokabatsro, and the next morning he got up, and he harvested it. Chayav, a parent of Olot Vishikha, Uvapeya, he's Chayav, and all the Matanot Lanim, Upatrimina Maser, but not Masrot. Which shows you that you have a case where you're Chayav and Peyan, Patrimina Masrot, the opposite of what we said before. I've had a non-Kosh Chayav Peyachav Masrot, but we have the Mishnah that said the opposite, our Mishnah. Ashmamina ming tani. They were talking about types, not particular circumstances. Shmamina. Okay, tana tamo. Dim chacham nor rekiva zorea shevet or chadal v'shnayim v'shlosha mekomot shotem pe'a mikol achad v'achad. The chachamim agree that if you plant shevet, which is a vetch, it's a certain kind of thing you plant for flavoring, in a couple places that you chayav and pe'a for each place. Point is you chayav and pe'a. V'shevet v'chayav pe'a. And therefore, based on what we said in the rule earlier, v'chayav maser. And on kosh chayav pe'a, chayav maser. So that means this stuff is chayav maser. Following the rule in our Mishnah, in the Mishnah beforehand, Matami Tumat Ochlin. Which means, Alma Komila Davi the Tama, if you have something that's only used to flavor the pot and not for eating, Matami Tumat Ochlin. Hashevet the Tama Avida, Shevet's done for Tama. It's Chayav and Peya, therefore it has to be Chayav Masorot, therefore it has to be Tama Tumat Ochlin. But Armini, watch this challenge. Hakoshet Vachimum Vashab Samim, Vatea Vachiltit Vapilpulim, Vachalata Haria. All of these things, which are exactly like that, made for flavoring. You can use maaser money to buy them in Yerushalayim. But they don't have tumat ochlin. They're bekiva. So he said back to him, if you go buy with kesef maaser, they mind tumat ochlin. They should be called ochel. And if they don't have tumah, then you shouldn't be able to buy them with kesef maaser. The final ruling was against Rabbi Akiva not to make that split and to say it's not food at all. So it's not tumat ochlin. So how do we reconcile that with our development? He says that when do we say that Shevet is chayav and is regular food? That's Shevet that's put into the kutach. That big mixture of honey and oil and milk and that big chametz thing that we dealt with in Pesachim, Kutach HaBavli, that's food. Rashi Amrita Shmata Kamer Rav Kahana. I mentioned this to Rav Kahana, and he said, "Lotem Shevet Asui LeKmach." Don't make it sound like it's only special Shevet. Hastam Lekdera. That the default is it's used for flavoring. Alastam Shevet LeKmach Asuya. The default of Shevet is for this Kmach. Now Shevet Shmina Not Tam Bekdera. We have a Mishnah that says that once Shevet already flavored the k'dera in b'mishum truma. If it itself was truma, it doesn't have the power of truma anymore, or the status. Implying that until it did flavor it, yesh b'mishum truma matamet tumat ochlin, which means the default of Shevet is that it's a food. If you think that the default is for flavoring, then even before it gave taste, it's already stam l'k'dera, and therefore should not be so therefore it teaches you that the default of Shevet is to be used for this Kmach dish. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick up in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.